For Feel Good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
Brought to you by the Bell of Louisville. Joshua founded a charity in California called Street Shaves. It does just that, offers free haircuts and shaves to those living on the streets. Now, he's not a barber, per se, but he's been cutting family and friends' hair out of his garage for like 10 years.
All right.
So, real-world experience. He was inspired by the Bible and wanting to serve others. So he started by just walking the streets of his hometown with hair cutting supplies that a friend had paid for. And now 2 years in, he's got a team to help him out.
It's really difficult to build trust with the homeless population, with people who don't really have anyone in their corner who they can trust. And so initially, it was really hard to build rapport with them and be able to build that connection. And we have an amazing team of volunteers who not only cut hair, but volunteers who sweep, who manage the list. This is not about an individual. It's not about a team. It's about what God's doing through Street Shaves. And we're just grateful that we can be an extension of that love to individuals on the streets, because oftentimes they forget that they deserve love, they deserve grace, and they need to be reminded that they were created for a purpose and by a creator who loves them.
And they deserve a sick fade, too.
Yeah, they do. And he says he learned the power of a haircut and a shave, and just heart-to-heart conversation can restore dignity every weekend. And that's really what he's doing, too, on top of looking good.
Are you doing this story because I haven't had a haircut in a while and I'm unshaven?
You feel attacked a little bit?
I feel like you are just dropping little hints.
You know what? That had not entered my brain at all. I just thought this was a sweet story. But now that I'm looking at you, and it might be time.
Yeah,
it's getting a little long, especially on the sides.
I know,
there.
I'm getting the little flip curl, the little duck curl on the side.
Yeah, you're getting a little curl action.
But I think it looks cute when I wear a hat and it flips out on the side.
Okay, so are you going to grow it out? Are we growing it out now? I mean, you've grown out the beard to extraordinary lengths.
I don't think I'm growing the beard out, no, but I don't know.
But the top of the hair, are we going to go for like try to reach man bun status?
Okay, so my brother-in-law... I saw him just recently, probably about 3 weeks ago, and he looks like the dude from
Big Lebowski.
Yeah, the Big Lebowski. He's got the man bun. He is dove into that persona, and especially when he wears his sunglasses, I'm like, dude, what is happening?
So, what's with the look?
So it's partly, yes, I would love to be able to do and pull off a man bun, but I don't think I can because of...
Well, you never know unless you try for the next several years.
Okay. All right. So anyways, that was a good feel good. Thank you.
It's a great story, WDJX.com.